Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzin' with you today, talking about the need for summertime check of your cow herds in just a moment.
To some of us, it's just a cold glass of milk, packed with nutrition. To a dairy farmer, it's the everyday commitment of protecting the environment, taking care of the cows, and raising their families in our local communities. It's all about family, the cows, and the land, and of course, providing wholesome, nutritious dairy foods. To learn more about the dairy farming community, visit dairymax.org.
Cattle producers, it's the Superior Video Livestock Auctions Video Royale 2014, live on Rural TV, Dish Network Satellite 232, and SuperiorClickToBid.com. We'll be selling over 107,000 head of cattle, all told, on Monday out of Fort Worth, Texas. They'll start at 8 a.m. Central Time. That's July 28th. Then July 30th and 31st, they'll be selling from Winnemucca Convention Center. For all the details, you can call them 800-422-2117 or go to SuperiorLivestock.com. At Superior, we bring the market to you. During the summer, it may be several days between the times you actually see your cattle out in the pasture. However, Extension veterinarian Dr. Greg Hanselcheck advises producers to still take time and get out and check your herds on a fairly regular basis. He says summer may be more relaxed, but producers should be monitoring the health of their cattle. A respiratory disease called summer pneumonia may be among those summer pasture problems, which can interfere with calf performance.
It's a maddening disease because it's sporadic. Some herds deal with it every year. Some herds deal with it occasionally. But it's just as we get further into summer, we'll start seeing the calves break out with respiratory disease that are on pasture. We haven't quite figured out what the organism that is associated with it. We believe that maybe a coronavirus is. But regardless, it's the time of the year to start looking at those calves and make sure that they're not breathing heavy, they don't have a bunch of nasal discharge, those kind of things going on. Summer pneumonia, typically it's not a normal pneumonia where it can treat with antibiotics and the calf will respond, but it's typically a long-lasting type of respiratory disease.
Dr. Hanselcheck says another complication for pasture cattle is pink eye. He says a producer must determine what's instigating the problem in order to control the disease.
We're hearing lots of producers complain they're starting to see pink eye in the pastures. And again, it's the time of year. And just to remind producers that the bacteria that are associated with pink eye is in every herd. We have carrier animals. And that if they're having a pink eye outbreak, they have to concentrate on the question, what is causing the eye to be lacerated or the cornea to lose its integrity? As I drive around, I see that the pastures are starting to head out. When those cows graze and calves graze in those areas, those seed heads can lacerate the eye and let that bacteria get in there and cause pink eye. The other thing that can cause it is flies. There are some great injectable antibiotics out there that are very effective.
And he says it's also the time of year to make sure cows are recovering body condition adequately well in advance of the next calving season.
At this time of year, at least driving around this year, it looks to me like the cows have done a pretty good job of gaining back the condition that they lost right after calving. Most of the herds that I've seen, they're not where they should be for next year's calving season, but they're getting pretty close. So within the next couple of weeks, if the producers can just get an idea of that picture of that cow in the pasture is what she should look like when she calves next year. If she is, if the herd looks like they do then when they calve, we'll have less scours, we'll have less calving problems, we'll have better weaning weights, we'll have better reproduction.
Dr. Greg Hanselcheck saying it pays to check on that mama cow herd on a regular basis during the summer season. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Did you know your checkoff is sharing the benefits of beef with millennials? Did you know your beef checkoff helped get 6 extra lean cuts certified by the American Heart Association? Did you know your checkoff is helping us set new U.S. beef export records? While you manage your operation, your beef checkoff is working hard to keep beef top of mind with consumers. Get to know your checkoff and start sharing the facts at mybeefcheckoff.com. Funded by the Beef Checkoff.
Brought to you by the Oklahoma Beef Council.
That's your Beef Buzz, Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.